What's up, guys? Welcome back to the CHS podcast. Today we'll be talking about aliens, popular conspiracy theories about extraterrestrial life forms, and aliens in pop culture.
Some common beliefs about aliens is that they have like big heads, like beady black eyes, and are tall, you know, or like super long necks and like weirdly shaped heads. Yeah. And that they're, like, watching humanity, or, like...
Yeah.
Another thing that I've heard is that aliens made humans as, like, a little experiment on Earth and are, like, watching them and taking notes and stuff.
Heard that some people say that their skin is either green or gray.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too.
Even in the pictures, they're, like, skinny, lanky little... almost, like, sticks instead of aliens.
Area 51 is a military base in Nevada where a lot of people theorize that there's evidence of aliens or extraterrestrial beings, pieces of their ships, or that people there know things about aliens and other things of that nature that the rest of the people in the United States don't.
I heard that there was a raid there once, like in 2017?
There was never a raid. They have alien raves things that go on there. It's like a big EDM dance party out in the desert. They call it alien raid or alien rave. And they have it like a mile and a half from Area 51, which they have been authorized to do. There's never really been a real raid of the actual military base.
I've seen those videos of people where they try and sneak onto Area 51 and they get like 5 feet from the gate before the intercoms and the soldiers tell them to step back, and they've got their like guns trained on them and they're like, don't step any closer.
Yeah, it's very heavily protected and government is very secretive about what goes on there. It's allegedly just a military testing site for biological weapons and like nuclear weapons and stuff like that because it's the desert, but you know, who really knows.
I know that there's some movies that involve Area 51. Speaking of movies, I've heard that there's a lot of alien movies out there.
Oh yeah, there's a ton.
My personal favorite is called Contact, and it's the scientist who has been studying extraterrestrial, like basically just noises and static out in space, but they pick up on a message sent from supposedly aliens to Earth, and they were blueprints for the ship, and they eventually build the ship. She goes, she sees the aliens, and it doesn't quite go as planned, and nobody actually believes her that she saw the aliens. It's a really good movie.
That sounds really good. One of my favorites is The Fifth Wave. I really like the ways that the aliens try to like eradicate humanity. They have the first wave, which I believe is they disable all electronic devices in the world. So no phones, airplanes, cars, nothing that uses a motor or electricity works at all. And then the second wave, I believe, is the flu, like the bird flu, and it kills millions and millions of people. And then the third one is earthquakes and tsunamis to try to wipe out coastal cities. And then, not gonna spoil the whole movie for you, but they're the aliens or the others can inhabit a human host and take the form of a human. And then so you never really know like if you're talking to a human or an alien who is pretending to be a human. It's a really, really good movie.
I would say my favorite one or preferred one to watch is like Planet 51.
Yeah, that's a more lighter and like animated movie.
More made for children. And it's really funny too. Mm-hmm. I like the comedic songs and stuff.
Yeah, I really like that movie because it explores the like idea that maybe we are the aliens to other like life forms, which is so cool to me. Also, Nope. Really, really good. It came out pretty recently. I'm not gonna say like how it changes the alien movie genre because That would be spoiling it. But it turns the whole thing on its head. It's really, really good.
I really want to watch Nope. I haven't got a chance to it yet.
You should.
I've seen parts of Independence Day. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it fully. All I remember is those alien robots.
Yeah, they have a big ship, and then Will Smith's in that movie, I think.
And everyone's favorite, E.T., that was a fun movie.
Oh, yeah, always a classic. The very first story about aliens, though, is a book called War of the Worlds, which was written in 1898. It's really the first ever, written down story about life other than humans or animals on Earth. It's really interesting because it still has the same tropes that we use in modern media today, like the big heads and black eyes. Even in 1898, they were talking about that.
I've heard about this like alien hoax thing. I really want to know more about that.
Yeah, so this guy made a tape in around the mid-1990s, and it showed a quote-unquote alien autopsy, and when it was released, people believed it for a long, long time. And eventually, the guy had to come out and say that it wasn't real and that he made it up. He staged it for an art project. But people still, to this day, sometimes believe it.
Yep, there's a lot of theories that go around. Some of them include crop circles that have been found in fields and such.
Some people think that they're like made by extraterrestrial life. Another theory about those is that they're just made by farmers wanting attention or wanting camera to be drawn to their farm.
Another theory is about the ancient monuments. A lot of people believe that the pyramid and the Sphinx and the Great Wall were too big and too complicated for humans to build, so they could only have been built by aliens.
There's also hieroglyphics that look like future technologies. Like there's one where it looks like a Egyptian person is holding a laptop. There's one that looks like a helicopter and other things like that.
There is a show host by the name of Art Bell who talks about a lot of these conspiracy theories, and he would talk about a lot of things. He talked about alien conspiracy theories. He brought in a government official from like high up in the military, like top secret government stuff, and he obviously was not supposed to do this, so he had to like black out the name and like change the voice and such. But he did an interview on some things that this guy knew about stuff that they had found in Area 51, and apparently there was like a file with information on an alien. They found a body that they believed to be a humanoid alien. Obviously no one knows if this is true or not, but he would also go into like other things such as like Bigfoot and other stuff like that. But he actually died on Friday the 13th of April back in 2018, which was a good end to his life considering the things that he talked about.
Actually, the name for UFOs has been changed in recent years.
Yep, they are now called the UAP, or Unexplained Aerial Phenomena. It was changed because people believed that UFOs, like, they might not just fly. It could be anything now. Aerial phenomena could be, like, flashing lights or some floating objects. It's not restricted to just unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, I've heard about, like, floating lights in, like, Norway and stuff before. Those are super interesting to me. One famous city for UFOs is Roswell, New Mexico. They've had many, many UFO sightings there over the years. And it was a site for Robert Goddard's early work on rockets. They have the International UFO Museum and Research Center in Roswell, New Mexico.
No matter what you believe in, there's always some people who believe that there is more than just us out in this world. That's all we have for today.
You've been listening to CHS Podcasts. See you guys in the next episode.